This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
We talk for a brief moment about the naive nature of women for a second.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. This is, so my, the BTJ is in Baltimore right now for work. So she's texting me random things of like, hey, have you ever had this liquor? So she's like sending me like these photos of scotches. I like scotch. And I'm like, yeah, it's good scotch. And so she's like three or four of these and she hates scotch. And so I'm like, why are you trying all this scotch? And she goes, I don't know. I hate it all. But for some reason, the bartender keeps giving it to me. I don't know why. And I'm like, did you tell him you were from out of town? Yeah. So she's there with her boss, who's also female. I'm like, ah, so the two single ladies at the bar that say they're from out of town and are staying at the hotel attached to said bar, and the bartender continues to feed you drinks. Can we put two and two together? And she's like, oh. Like, yeah, they're not just giving you the high-end scotch and whiskey out of the goodness of their heart, honey. Especially when you're like, I hate it. And he's like, no, keep drinking. Keep trying this one.
Well, wait, what do they want?
Whoa. Like, really? It took you that long? I was like, how many drinks that you hate are you in before you put two and two together that maybe, just maybe, there is an ulterior motive here? Ah, oh, it's adorable. You can't put two and two together. You know, if we're at that, you and me are at that same hotel bar, Rob, I don't think we're getting
free. It's not happening.
I don't think we're getting free 16-year-old scotch. Only that's the way that's going.
Not happening.
Oh, it's just insane. It's something. Although she did inform me that some young black girls came in and now they appear to be getting less attention from the bartender. And I'm like, well, that would stand to reason.
Why did she have to point out that they were black?
I don't know. Racist. Jeez Louise. Should I call her on that? Yeah, what does race have to do with this?
Yeah. Yeah, BTJ.
Yeah, what's up?
So what's the coldest temperature you've ever felt?
Coldest that I ever remember, we played one year Colorado State in Fort Collins, and it was, I think it was -2 at kick.
Ooh.
And then the storm came in, and then the wind started blowing, and I believe they hit us with it felt like -15.
Wow.
And it was miserable, and we quit, and we got our ass kicked, and I've never been so cold, and I just wanted to go home. I didn't care what happened in the game. It's the only time I was asked, maybe the end of the third quarter, we were losing by a bunch. And my coach said, do you want to come out of the game? And I've never pulled myself out of a game. And I was like, yes. And I went over and I put the coat on and sat by the heater.
I can't imagine playing football in that.
It was miserable.
Mine is about -5.
Yeah.
I think that's
probably most people, right?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how many people have experienced negative.
I think that depends on where you're from.
Negative.
If you're from the Midwest, like, yeah, right. 100%. But, like, I've been living in Washington my whole life. Now, I lived in Ellensburg, so I think the coldest we got was like 1 or 2 degrees, but we never got into the zeros or the negatives.
You know what the record negative temperature is, or the record temperature, I guess, lowest temperature in the West Coast states, Oregon, Washington, California?
West Coast? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it gets down.
Oregon is the coldest of the three.
Is it?
Yeah. The record is minus 54 degrees.
Good God. Where was that?
Let's see if I can click on it.
That had
say.
To be somewhere in the eastern part of the state, right?
I would imagine.
That's...
We're in the mountains. Washington, minus 48, and California, minus 45. Worst in the country, minus 80, of course, Alaska.
Yeah.
That was in 19... 71, minus 80.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Alaska, but again, most of my Alaska time that I can remember was summer. So I was not there for a ton of Alaska winters. And I remember when we would go up in the wintertime, it would regularly be in the single digits. And also, I lived in Southeast Alaska, and that's not really cold. Like, in that's not. Like, when you go west and you go north, like Fairbanks and above, that's a different level of cold than anything down in Juneau or Kenai or Anchorage, anything like that.
Yeah. Within the continental United States, Montana.
Montana or Minnesota, maybe.
Havre, right?
What?
Havre? H-A-V-R-E?
What?
The city.
I don't know.
Oh.
Montana minus 70.
Yeah.
Minus 70!
I can't comprehend.
What the hell?
I don't know. I just can't process what's that like. I know at some point you're not even supposed to breathe it. The cold air can be damaging your lungs to even breathe it in.
It's like breathing in icicles, ice picks.
Yeah.
Do you know what Florida's record low is?
Florida?
It's the lowest, or the highest, I guess, in the U.S.
Right? Because Hawaii.
Well, Hawaii is 12 degrees.
So Florida's higher than that?
Florida is lower than that. Sorry.
Oh.
In the continental United States.
I'd say Florida maybe, I'll go like 20, I don't know, like 20?
Minus 2.
Really?
In Florida.
Where the hell did it get minus 2 in Florida?
How about that? It happened in 1899 in Tallahassee.
Huh.
During an Arctic outbreak in which numerous all-time record low temperatures were set, including Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Dallas.
Yikes. I'm fine. I don't mind the cold for the most part, but... Dude, you get down into single digits, it sucks. I don't care who you are. It's just a miserable experience, especially if you have to be outside doing something in it.
Or just walking from your car to something else.
Yeah.
When I was in Kansas, it was probably 10.
Yeah.
But it was windy.
Yeah. And that's the...
Oh, my God.
And that's the other one. It's the same thing like where they say the humidity will get you. It's one thing to be cold. It's another thing to have the wind blow.
It's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, so in Kansas today... It's worse way up north in the northern states, the Midwest. Like I think in Montana, there's a spot right now where it's minus 20. Like right now.
Jeez.
But it was like 0 degrees in Kansas State. They canceled school.
Yeah.
And I don't ever, I remember it getting that cold when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember
them canceling
school.
Huh.
I actually remember asking the vet one time what temperature we had to bring our dog in because our dog slept outside.
Yeah.
And he said 0. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I was a kid.
So if it's 10 degrees, the dog's fine?
According to this vet.
That can't. Well.
I don't know if that's right.
What kind of dog did you
have? He was just a lab.
Really?
It was our first dog.
I don't think that's right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, we didn't know. It was our first dog. So we're like, hey, how cool does it have to get for us to bring the dog in? He's like, I don't know.
It can't be zero. Right. I wonder.
I don't think that's right.
Because my Akita wants to be outside. The colder it gets, the happier he is. Like, he won't come inside this time of the year. I wonder how cold it would have to be to where he wouldn't go out. Because, you know, a lot of dogs, like when I had my bulldog, if it was down in the 20s or 30s, he wouldn't go outside. He would hide and crap in the house. Is there a temperature where my Akita wouldn't go outside? Like, you'd open the door, he'd look at you like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Because he loves
it. Isn't there a difference between, like, he may go out there,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean that he's not in danger. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would think he'd be, I think instinctually, if he was in danger, he would come back inside.
You would think.
Whereas now, like, no matter how cold it gets, you have to, when he wants to go outside, you have to fight him to go back. And he still wants to sleep outside when it gets this cold. And I'm fascinated by it. And I've always wondered that. Is there a temperature where he would be like, I don't know. And he doesn't sleep on a bed. He sleeps outside on the cold ass hard ground. And he loves it. Because so to him, it's like it's his weather.
This is from AI.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you Google things, the AI is the first thing that comes up now.
Yeah.
They said, most dogs are comfortable outside when temps are above 45.
Yeah.
But the ideal temperature depends on several factors. If you drop below 45, some dogs may start to feel uncomfortable. Below 32, small, thin-coated, or elderly dogs should not spend too much time outside.
Yeah.
And below 20 degrees, dogs could develop hypothermia or frostbite.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's just no way you should have a...
Well, look, it was Kansas in a different time. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
He'll be fine.
10 degrees.
And if he ain't fine, put a bullet in him. That's pretty much how they operated back then.
I looked up that Montana city, and it is Havre, by the way. It's one of the colder cities. They have northern Montana's out there. It's a college. They had a football team that recruited me. It's minus 31 today. The high is minus 12. Would you care to guess what the weather is going to be like on Sunday?
I'm guessing it's terrifying.
It's minus 31 right now.
Yeah, we in... Yeah.
With wind chills, it's going to feel as cold as minus 45 to minus 55.
On Sunday?
No. Today. Right now. On Sunday.
So are you like in minus 60 with the wind?
Yeah.
48 degrees.
Minus 48?
No. 48 degrees.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Talk about a pivot.
Wow. They can go play golf.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That is a bit of a turnaround.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
It's a lot of Obama.
Freaking libs.
Damn libs.
Weather swings like that are pretty crazy.
Wow.
On Monday, it's supposed to be 49 degrees.
That's great, man.
Well.
I don't know how anyone wants to live in those places.
No, dude, you are so right. I told everyone that I talked to there, I'm like, how do you do this? And they're like, you know, and every one of them is like, they don't have an answer. They're just like, well, I don't know.
It's
sucks.
You were born here, I'll die here. I'm like, you can move away.
Yes. Get out of here.
I'll tell you right now. As the older I've gotten, I just do not have it in me to deal with Midwest or northern winters. I can't. If you told me, like, hey, we're moving to Montana, I'd be like, cool, we're snowbirding, right? Because I'm not doing Iowa, Minnesota, Montana type winters. That's not a thing.
Well, guys, sexism abound at our house today. It wasn't me.
By the way, that's an upset that sexism was abound and it wasn't you.
I'm not sexist.
If you told me that there was a sexist incident that happened at the Ropp household, you are the Noah Lyles in this race.
Between me and my wife.
Between you and the wife.
But you're forgetting there's someone else who lives at our house.
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot.
And it's not Molly Tengies.
No. The old man.
The old man.
I love that you have an old Bi-Mart man at your house.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. And I tell you what, my wife had to take the L here. We got to talk about this. Next, here's Will.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.